This podcast is brought to you by ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Sign Names and Numbers. For more information, visit www.icann.org. In this episode, Carolyn Silbernagle discusses .HIV and how new GTLDs may be used to address humanitarian issues.
So the name of my organization is .HIV. It's a charitable organization based in Berlin, Germany. And we have only applied for one string, which is obviously .HIV. Four friends of mine who work for a creative agency in Germany called Think had the idea back in 2009. And I joined the team to build the organization. I bring 7 years of professional experience in the charitable field to the table. So we know how to push a message. And we also know how to create social impact. We call the .HIV domains the red ribbon of the digital age. The basic concept, or like the innovative twist behind it, is a micro-donation program. Our promise to the internet user is that every click on a .HIV domain will trigger a small donation to HIV Project. So every time you visit any website with the ending .HIV, it's a small act of doing good and of supporting the cause. This money stems from the gathered registration fees. We are a charity, so we use all our surplus to support the social cause we are after. We take the surplus, or like the income from the registration fees, put it in a pool, wait for the internet users to click on the .HIV domain names, and then we trigger or we redirect a small amount of the money going to HIV projects for HIV prevention, treatment, AIDS relief. Our goal is to contribute at least 70% of our incomes to transfer it to HIV projects. And if you speak of numbers, it would be like $5 million in 3 years of domain sales. So for the field of HIV that is desperately in the need of funding, this is a huge number. When I talk about our registrants, I talk about mainly medical companies working in the field of HIV, so clinics, pharmaceutical companies, doctors, specialized pharmacies, and also about enterprises that are engaged in the field of HIV and AIDS via their corporate philanthropy programs. HIV and AIDS are still the second biggest corporate philanthropy topic in the world after sustainability, so there is a huge potential there. And finally, we want to give, from an awareness perspective, the fight against AIDS an additional momentum, like really raise awareness in the broad public for the topic, and engage also young internet users, and make it something lively, something positive to participate in. For us, it has been an amazing journey to use the global infrastructure that is the DNS to tackle the global humanitarian challenge that is HIV, and we will continue to do so.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit www.icann.org.